Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 y'all. Happy Sunday. I hope everyone had a very productive week. I was coming down to the wire on getting in the studio, so I was like, oh, man, I hope I get in before this song goes away, right? I had an awesome week, very amazing week, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Welcome my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. How you doing, boo?
I am wonderful. What's up, people out there? Another edition, Real Talk. Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. This is like the first topic that I've heard you kind of like scared. Like, you know, let me explain what I mean by that. Like, normally you'd be okay. Like, oh, what are we talking about? Oh, okay, cool, yeah. See, yeah, I like that. When I hit on this topic, uh-huh. You was like, oh, okay. All right, let's do it. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm always down for whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of freestyling this episode, you know? So, you know, I'm just going to get in where I fit in, basically.
these some new topics, right? So we like to bring stuff out of the woodworks, because if y'all missed the last show where we had the swinger extraordinaire on the air, he was super intrigued. This is going to be, what do you call yourself?
The Savage Gentleman.
Savage Gentleman.
Savage Gentleman. I mean, I am Savage. Don't get it twisted, but I'm more Savage.
So the Savage Gentleman, really? The woman that we have on, she's the Savage Goddess.
Okay, yeah. Savage Goddess. All right.
The Savage Goddess. Thank you, everybody that's tuning in. Our people in Spain. I think we just added Spain to the list of countries that's
nice.
Tuning in. So, hey, Spain. How you guys doing? And everybody else is listening all over the world. I love it when we add a new country to the roster,
right?
Because we work hard.
Shout out to the Moors and shout out to Morocco. Peace, Spain.
Right. So tonight we're going
to
talk about sexual liberation, right? Now, this woman, Shug Avery, right? This woman is hardworking, right? Like, so you see this woman, she's beautiful, okay? She's beautiful. But you never know who you're going to get. Like, I told her tonight, I was like, I never know who I'm going to see when I go on your page. I might see a short-haired lady, a long-haired lady, a lady with a bob, or a lady with speaker waves. You never know, right? And she's hardworking. She has her businesses. She does what she has to do. You know, boss. And I love women like that.
Awesome.
We do have her coming in on the line, and just a few. And so we, like, no questions are off limits. Like, she's open. But she also, I like her because she gives the real. You know what I'm saying? She gives people she have talks with people that they would look and be like, she said that? She said that out loud? And she don't care, right? Because we are so, as women, we so worried about what men going to say. But when actuality, men going to say and do what they want to do and how they want to do it. That's not going to change anything. What you do is not going to change anything about a man. In actuality, men treat their ladies and their wives, they don't treat them like they treat the side chicks and the chicks in the street. Trust me, I've been both. Not the side chick, but the chick, you know, when I was in porn and, you know, I wasn't trying to be wiped up, I was doing me. Guess what? When they came, they knew they had to look out, cut a check, do something or whatever. When you they wife and they girl, they, man, I ain't got it right now, man, X, Y, Z. So you have to go through the struggle trying to be their wife, you know, as opposed to just saying, hey, look, we got to understand and it is what it is. And so this woman is going to talk to you about all that stuff, why she's the way she is, how she got to be the way she is, and, you know, if she plans on changing. Like, you can learn a lot from her. And so some people will say, she's a hoe, right? But those same people that say she a hoe, they sleeping with 4 or 5 different men. You know what I'm saying? Within a month's time. So what do you consider yourself to be? We got to stop trying to knock each other crown off and fix their crown without the world knowing, right? So live your life. Do you, and this show is predicated on, you know, being real talk. So it's adult talk. So I'm so ready to dive into this show tonight, you know, because a lot of things she be saying, I'd be like, oh, she like that too. I like that too. Yeah. So,
great minds think
without
alike.
Further ado, because my co-host is lost tonight, and I love it because he is very rarely speechless. And I had him about speechless with this topic tonight, so he was just like, I'm going to wing it. We're going to bring on the beautiful, fabulous, hardworking, savage goddess, Miss Shug Avery. How are you doing? Yay!
Hi, thank you for the lovely introduction.
Nice.
You're very welcome.
How are you guys tonight?
I'm well. I'm happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. Well, Yeah.
What? Go ahead. Say what you gonna say.
No, I'm just kind of trying to get a feel for, you know, where to begin with sexual liberation, because a lot
no
of people,
worry.
First of all, don't even know what it is.
Right.
Okay, yeah, well, you know,
so, right.
Well, that's a good question. I'm up for, I don't want to, you know, but can you explain, like, what is sexual liberation?
Sexual liberation is just like any other liberating act. It is being free or feeling free, you know, giving yourself the permission to do the things that you want to do sexually, to feel how you want to feel sexually, and to not to feel guilty about it. You know, to know that it's okay that I have these feelings, and every, you know, there are lots of people who have these feelings or desires or commit these acts, and you don't have to, you know, hide any longer. That's the liberating part about it. You know, not having, because so many of us do it. I was just in a bar and got to talking to the bartender, and he's the boyfriend of a married couple. Now, he's not bisexual, but he's the boyfriend of the wife, and the husband has actually brought him into the relationship. And most people would have never been able to pull that from him. And he says, I don't know why I'm telling you this stuff, because it's liberating to be able to tell someone what you're doing, what you feel sexually, you know? So that's part of it. And I don't know if you guys are gonna...
No, I got you. I'm laughing because my co-host my co-host is in a cloud right now. It is never him. Like, he is never lost for words. So
no, that's true though. I mean, I totally respect that.
I'm enjoying this. So basically, let me stop playing because it's funny. It's cute. Okay. So basically, let's let the people know, you know, who you are. What is that you do? Like, people, like a lot of women that. You got women that just sleep around with people just because, right? But you're not that type of woman. You got your stuff together. You're landed. You're grounded. Let the people know, you know, what it is that you do and how long have you been sexually liberated? How did you get this way?
Okay. That's a good question. 13 years ago, well, going on 14 years now, actually, I was introduced to the swing lifestyle, and I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that, through a customer that I encountered. And at this time, I got to tell you, I was almost 400 pounds. And I guess he saw the low self-esteem in me, and we got to talking, and we became very close. He said, I want you to go somewhere with me. And I said, I don't know you. First of all, he was a white guy, and I didn't swirl, nothing against it, but I never been, you know, in the presence sexually of a white guy. So here we are. He says, you come to this address, there's going to be a red door. You knock. And he told me a time, but unbeknownst to me, everyone knew I was coming. And by the time I got there, everybody was anticipating. And mind you, I moved from New England, where the population is about less than 3% black. So everyone in the room was Caucasian, and so and they welcomed me, and the women they lay me down on the floor, and I you know, I had no objections to it. I felt so free. They had their way with me, and I enjoyed it. And from that point on, I began to look at myself differently. I wasn't some fat, ugly girl with low self-esteem. I was like, you know what? I'm okay with this. You know, and I began, and it helped other things to begin to flourish. The way I talk to people, my confidence level, you know, it did so many other great things for me. Fast forward, after a bad marriage and breakup, you know, where I put my sexual desires on hold, you know, after going through a horrible divorce, I realized, look, I'm lying to myself. You know, and it's almost like a schizoid personality, because, you know, you're one way around everyone else, and then you know you have these desires that you want to act on, but you're raised to believe that they're wrong, so you don't act on them, kind of like someone who's homosexual and in the closet. You know, you have all these desires and you want to be who you really are,
right,
and unable to do so because you're afraid of what people are going to think. So after, I guess within the last 3 years, I decided, you know, when my kids just got grown and out of the house and they wouldn't, you know, I had raised them to be true to themselves. And I'm like, I'm raising my children to be honest with who they are. And here I am lying to myself, my family, and the world. So I said, no more. I just took, you know, I stripped down to the bare bones, and I said, I'm just going to be who I am. It took a while for my family to kind of get there, but I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of anything I do or who I do it with. Well, I take that back. I'm not ashamed of who I do. But, you know, it's really freeing to be able to do that.
I got you. Now,
so, guys, make sure you call in. Give us a call at 646-787-1839. Again, 646-787-1839 if you want to have a conversation with Ms. Shook. This ties in so greatly. Do you guys see what I did here? For you guys that don't understand what sexual liberation is, she touched on a lot of things that we touch on often on this show when it comes to women, your self-esteem being one. And I understand that it's not as easy as I say it is, and it's not as easy as someone can say that you need to have self-esteem in yourself. But sometimes you have to sit back and understand that plays a big role in how people treat you. And when you walk through that door and you gain that self-esteem, it's empowering. You can do whatever it is that you want to do, and you don't care who think about it, who care what anyone else thinks about it, you know? If you're a stripper, if you're a porn star, if you're this, if you're that, my self-esteem allowed me to live the life that I live. And I have conversation with people to this day that seem like they're embarrassed for me doing porn, and I'm like, that's my past. That's what molded me to be who I am. I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't have the stories, if I didn't walk that path. I would be a completely different person. So I don't run from it, and I don't hide from it. And if you don't want to do business with me because I suck dick better than you, then don't do business with me. But guess what? I'm going to continue to be who I am no matter what. It hasn't stopped me. It hasn't stopped me from government jobs. It hasn't stopped me from anything that I wanted to do. I've done it, and I've defied the odds, and I've been the person in the place that most people were like, you don't belong here, because they don't like the fact of where I came from, but I made it there anyways. So, you know, this conversation is going to get really, really deep, but it's going to touch on a lot of different things, but it's going to be liberating as well, because a lot of times, you know, we don't open up enough to our partner, but most importantly to ourselves. And I want people to understand that being free is important.
It is.
So
it is, and yeah, it is. And being free, if I may interject, also allows you, if you notice, most people who don't live their truth have a very hard time being successful. It all ties into success because you always have those fears that are holding you back. If you are the type of person who thinks all the time what someone else is thinking of you, that spills over into your love life. That spills over into your financial success. It spills over, and you have to let go of all that stuff in order to be. That is the actual definition of liberation. You have is just true. Letting go.
That's true. You gotta fly above everything. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta just let that dead weight go. But that's an interesting story. You know how you built your confidence up and everything. So now you mentioned something earlier about how it took a while for your family to get adjusted to the new you. So, I mean, what were some of the things that you thought that they, you know, had to get adjusted to? Like, what were some of the things you may have encountered?
Oh, well, I got to tell you, when I first got a hold of this thing, I was like a kid with a new toy. I wanted to tell everybody I encountered. Well, it wasn't for everybody, but it definitely wasn't for my mom.
Okay, I got
my
you.
My mom, you know, going and telling my mom, "Oh my God, Mom, I had a threesome." You know, and it was with two guys. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah.
My mom was like, "I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this." So, you
okay.
know, I had to learn that part of it. You know, that was, But now she's okay with it, and she's kind of opened up to me, actually, about some of her past. So, you know, it's learning the balance of who to allow. But my children, they were very, very understanding about it, because my oldest son even was like, Mama, I already knew that. You've been like that all your life, you know, as long as he had known me. So I guess there was a part of me that he could see, that people see this stuff in you even if you don't see it in yourself. You know, even if you don't act on it, it's there. And, you know, other people can see it, feel it, or whatever. So, but my family, my brother actually was the most surprising person. He was so okay with it. I mean, and my brother, my closest brother, we were very close. And we talk about it as if I'm talking to one of my guy friends. It's really hilarious, actually. It's funny. But, you know, everybody's not going to take to it the way you anticipate. My godmother's a pastor, so, of course, she wants to get the holy oil and sprinkle me and pray for me.
That's true.
So what are some things that you have done, being sexually liberated, that you probably wouldn't have had the confidence to do, you know, if you hadn't built your self-esteem up?
Oh, wow. I'm more outspoken. If we're talking about just in an everyday life, I used to be in a sexual experiences. I get naked. I never got naked. I was one of those women who would cut the lights off, jump in the bed real quick with your full pajamas on, get naked in the bed, like, okay, come on, let's do it, you know. And knowing that's not what I wanted, but now I get naked with the lights on in the kitchen, you know, and I walk through the house, you know, and I don't mind.
With the lights on. That's what's up.
On top of the covers with the light, and I don't want the lights off. Because I want to see everything. That's the difference.
That's what's up. It's gonna be better that way.
And
you can't be thinking too much when it comes to sex. You got to just let it flow. When you think about it, that's when it's gonna mess everything up. The whole mood is done. You know what I'm saying? You gotta let
Exactly. And I've learned that. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You learned what? I'm sorry for cutting you off.
So I've learned too that everybody has their own sexual desires, you know, and I've learned that, you know, some of mine are a little taboo. People don't really get into the whole bisexual men thing. Well, that's another topic. But, you know, I've learned to be okay with other people's sexual desires, not just mine alone, you know, even if they aren't mine. That I'm okay with yours as long as it's nothing illegal and no crimes against children, it's okay. And that's the other thing that I've learned. And it didn't come overnight because of my own personal beliefs or how I was raised. It just took a long time to reprogram, or should I say deprogram myself from that way of thinking.
What is so like today you were talking and you said something about your fetishes, and you were like, you know, you like this, but you don't like that. Like, let's go over some of your do's and don'ts with fetishes, because that was, like, kind of funny to me, because we had some similar ones. What are your do's and don'ts?
I'm not into oral. I'm not into receiving oral sex. It is not stimulating to me. It does not turn me on at all, not even in the least. And most men are like, but that's what I do. And it kind of like kills their poor little hopes. And I hate that. But I want to be upfront and honest about that. It's just not something that works for me. Sucking on my nipples is not something that works for me. But, you know, if you get on hard, you know, and you play. Can I talk about that?
Yeah,
yeah,
you can
talk about whatever you
want
to talk about.
They're open as you want.
But if you get on hard and you lay on top of me and you place your hard penis right between my legs, you know, right, rubbing that clit just so, and you hump me like that, that will cause me to come quicker than you penetrating me and giving me all you got. So that a lot of men and women too, we need to realize. Yeah. So we need to realize, you know, do what your partner likes. You know, don't just do it because that's what the last person likes. You know, do what your partner likes. I love to be, you know, I love sweat. Lots of, there are a lot of women that don't like sweat. I love to be sweated on.
Sweaty,
you know, that to
me
is a turn on.
You know, I can get that. That's when you're into it. So that's what's up. That's when it's a workout, right?
Yeah, I love to be sweated on. If a man, even if he comes to bed sweaty, I just love the sweat, you know, laying next to me with the sweat, you know. And I like the sloppy side booty. That turns me on, the sloppy side booty. I don't know.
Okay, what's that?
Sloppy side booty is when you turn to your side and you they call it lazy sex. But it's some of the best sex I've encountered, you know.
Okay. So you like to be laying in that. That's your position.
Yeah.
Right?
My
homeboy used to call that the nautical boat. You know, because he was like the that was his term for it, the nautical boat. I might have to bring my dude Sif on his show, too. Shout out to my man, Natural. He would be perfect for this conversation, but you know, I'm gonna have to have y'all meet my man, because you kind of giving me that vibe of my homeboy. My homeboy's kind of like, he's not no homo or nothing like that, but he showed me how to get open on sexuality. I mean, from when we was like just younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was always open, like, look, man, I got this one, and you know, I'm doing a nautical boat. That's my go-to move. You know what I'm saying? I got video and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So he was always before I was liberated. He was like, yo, man, porn. Like, you know, he was keeping up with porn, like rap music back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So before I was all into it, and I kind of got into it, and now I'm probably more into it than he is. You know what I'm saying? So I feel you on this liberated conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Keep it going. You know what I'm saying? I just caught that.
He was like your mentor.
Yeah,
and we all need mentors in everything we do. There's nothing you can be successful at that you don't have a mentor. You have to have a mentor.
True. I'm gonna have to get him on.
So do you like women? Are you into women or is it just men?
Oh, no, I am very bisexual. However.
Okay, however, right, what's up?
However, it's just the sexual attraction. I'm not like, some women can fall in love with other women. I just, emotionally, there's a difference. It's a physical only attraction. I don't want to be, I'm not the type of woman that you can be like, oh, you my girlfriend, no, boo, we just fucking. And I, you know, and you're not the only woman I'm fucking. So I just don't, you know, I don't want that, you know, and that's another thing. People think women can't separate sex and love. Of course we can. Of course we can. Because I challenge this. I don't know any woman that has ever fallen in love with a man just because his sex was good. She fell in love with what he did to make her drop her panties in the first place. She didn't fall in love with the dick. So when men say that, it's funny to me. It's funny, like, dude, I didn't fall in love with you because your dick was good, because at best it's probably mediocre. What I fell in love with was how you wooed me to get me to the place.
That's real talk. That's it. That's a jewel right there. You dropping them. I respect
that. I mean, That's how I think, I don't know, is that something you agree with?
I definitely agree.
It is, because I'm laughing. You know, I say that all the time. I was just telling somebody that a couple weeks ago. I'm like, you know, I could sleep with a woman, but I can't be with a woman. Like, you know, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not. It's not there. You can like, we can be in like. We can go shopping. We can do all that stuff, but love is not going to be it. And if you here, then he need to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it need to be some testosterone in the room. You know, and I ain't talking about manufactured testosterone. So, you know, I mean, I feel you on a lot of that stuff, and that's why I'm laughing, and it just kind of opens up for, you know, the other, you know, just give people an insight on, you know, this is real life. So as far as a relationship, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I am not. I'm in a relationship with myself.
Have you been in a relationship since you've been sexually liberated and they knew that you were sexually liberated?
I have. And I got to tell you, there's so many men who say, and I know, this is no dig at you, brother, but there are so many men who say they're sexually liberated. And I think what we need to do is define their view of sexual liberation, because what I found in my experience, that his view is rarely ever my view. Because his view of sexually liberated is I bring a girl home for him. My view of sexually liberated is I bring a girl home for him and he brings a guy home for me. You understand? So we don't have the same view. And that's where the disconnect occurs.
Yeah.
And that's usually where the relationship tends to go south. Because, and I'm not backing down from that, because I know that there is no way that I can be married to a man for 30 years and that be the only penis I ever have.
I think that's an unreasonable request.
And why is it that because you're sexually liberated, all of a sudden now you can't be married or you can't raise a family? You know, I understand not being out on the forefront with it, but why can't we have everything? That is a false narrative, and it was written mostly by the men in the world because of, you know, no offense to you, brother, but because of their own insecurities. It's not fair.
You ain't got to say that. You ain't got to say that. I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to say no offense to me. I'm with you.
You said, you with her. Mo, would you let your wife sleep with another man?
Well, see, look, all right, I'm going to give you the savage gentleman's point of view, all right? So, like, my wife, no, but, like, my side or whatever, like, if I had one or if I had, like, a relationship with a female and we was on that level, then, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I didn't meet my wife on those terms.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So you got to be
people okay,
on those terms,
but,
you know what I'm saying?
What's up? But now, Suge was just talking about this. Look, Suge was just talking about this the other day. And
hey,
she
up?
Was talking about the do's and don'ts of a swinger couple. And she
Correct.
Mentioned, she said, if I encountered a man and a woman and asked him, can your wife sleep with other men? And he says, no, I will not sleep with him, because at that point he feels his wife is better than me. And there's some insecurities there. You know what I'm saying? So I said that to say, we know for men, they're going to be sleeping around at some point. So, like you said, your side or somebody, you know, on the side, if you had somebody, yeah, that's okay, but not your wife. So why would you feel like it's okay for a side woman to sleep with other men but not your wife?
Why would I? Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm a little possessive, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to that. I don't know. I mean, call it maybe insecure. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I found, you know, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like a person. Let me see. How can I look at this? What's the best way for me to say it? I don't want to put everything out there. But, like, for example, I mean, I don't know if it's true, because people might say one thing and do another, but, you know, I do sense a loyalty that I have with my wife. Like, you know, and the thing is, when I met my wife, she was a virgin. You know what I'm saying? To my knowledge. So I kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain things that, like, because it's my wife and I know she's, like, for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I wouldn't want it out there like that with another man. With another woman, maybe.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But that's just how I feel with that. But like I said,
get him
to how you meet. Go ahead.
Let me first say this. You know, that is a social brainwashing. And it's partly because it's like you're raised in a culture where I ain't gonna have my boys out here clowning me. My wife is a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Yeah.
I get that part.
But I'm not knocking
it.
Who's doing it. I'm not saying that's like. So don't get like I'm not on a moral high horse saying like, oh, that's women for you to do it or not like that. No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
I get it. It gets the thing of it is just like I always go back to when homosexuals come out of the closet because of the fact that when it first started happening, it took so long for society to get on board. So and I think a lot of people don't want to be out in the forefront. They don't want to be leaders in this thing. It's not that you wouldn't want your wife to have gratification. And I believe you when you say she was a virgin and she's just for you because men are possessive. By nature, I won't say by nature, I'll say by social grooming.
It's by nature too.
Yeah,
because sometimes it is nature, though. But I'm going to just point to don't lose your train of thought. But, like, I study a lot of nature. You know what I'm saying? If you see, if you watch any nature show, you know what I'm saying? Anything that's on, like, the Discovery Channel or anything like that, you study, like, a lion. You study, like, ape or something like that. Especially, I'm a lion, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a Leo. So that one lion, he wants all the women. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be other guys that are going to come up to him that's going to challenge him. But he's trying to hold it down and have everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's just like a natural characteristic of men. Like if I'm a young dude and I'm coming up and I see like, oh, okay, this older dude slipping. He got like a, I'm just saying from a lion's point of view, he got a bunch of lionesses. I'm trying to take that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of like a male's perspective. You know what I'm saying? So that's just kind of how that is in a way. Like
I'm laughing because you do know lionesses sleep with multiple lions.
No, I do.
Did
I'm
you know
not
that?
That? But what I'm you do, but I'm just saying though at the top,
same time.
Okay, but. All right, I'm just saying, like, that's just the laws of nature, though, in a way, you know what I'm saying? But go ahead, that's just, you know, so.
I just think a lot of it is social, a lot of it is social, you just don't want.
I mean, some of it is.
A lot of times you don't want the ridicule, and then, okay, your wife is just for you. That's a mindset. If people change the mindset and say, look, in Europe, you're seen as different if you don't have multiple partners. You know, it's in America where we have taken that Puritan belief and brought it over to 2018. Monogamy is a very new in terms of historical behavior, and I want to reference the book that I've read.
No, I get it. I mean, I'm sure. Like, it's been time.
Non-monogamy is a more common practice.
Yeah, no, look, I'm getting it. Like, look, you can, and like, just the way I said, I gave you like a lion or not even an ape, a gorilla. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things, that's true what I was just saying. But you got certain spiders or whatever. That's the black widow. You know what I'm saying? Like, where she just devours, like, after she meets a man, after she meets her mate, she kills it. You know what I'm saying? Or like the queen bee. You know what I'm saying? All these men rotate around her, and she handles it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, all I'm just trying to say is this: it's nature on both ways. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just giving you my point of view. I told you, like, I'm coming at it from a lion's perspective, not a black widow's perspective. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that might be you or Miss Lovely Black. Y'all sound like y'all strong women, so I get that. But I'm a lion, so you know I want mine and yours. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying it's right. But that's just my mindset. You feel me?
I do. And that's the thing. You're entitled to that, and I completely understand it. You know, and that's your choice. Just like when someone is sexually liberated, that's their choice. There's nothing wrong with it. On either side, so I just from my point of view, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get people to understand that being sexually liberated is not dirty, it's not nasty, it's just me, you know what I mean? It's just who we want to be, and there's nothing wrong with it either way, You know, there's nothing wrong with you wanting your woman to yourself. I just want to caution you, don't be surprised or don't let it be a deal breaker when it's not. You know,
No, I'm just saying, and she might have stepped out. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What you don't know don't hurt you. I can never say that with full confidence, but, you know, what you don't know don't hurt you at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of always looked at it, you know? You know, but I do like the liberatedness like that. Like I say, like if I ever say, for instance, that I'm just knocking on wood because, you know, I am in a happily married, you know what I'm saying? That's how I am. But if I did, maybe if we didn't work out, and now I'm not with her and we're not on those same terms no more, and I do meet my next wife or my next girl, and we down like that, then, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how we meeting on those terms, you know what I'm saying? So now it ain't no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can swing that way because I know how she gets down, that's how I get down. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's kind of different, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm the type of person, like, I can cater to people's different personalities. I kind of try to pride myself on being adaptable, you know what I'm saying? Say if I met you.
But could you?
Okay.
Could you wife her? Could you wife her?
Yeah.
Could you wife?
I could. Like I said, like I met my wife on the terms of being a virgin. You know what I'm saying? So back in my mind, that's always me. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's my. If I met a girl that was like, if I met a woman that was like, I know she ain't just loyal. If she just, that's just not in her nature. You know what I'm saying? She just, like I had this one relationship with this female. It didn't work out, but I knew if we ever got to that point, I just know her type of personality, that she could never just be loyal to me. Like, she's always going to have somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, but if I knew that's how, but I still have feelings for her, like, even with that. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like, that was her personality, and I respected it. You know what I'm saying? I know that's how she was. But if it was a situation like that, then, of course, like, we can get down. So I'm just trying to say, like, just how you was, like, saying, like, okay, you know, when I became liberated, I told my mother, kind of felt this way. I called my brother, and my brother was like, oh, no, that's what's up. But, you know, I always felt that same way, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's got a different personality, so it's a different approach that you got to take to every different person. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I kind of look at it, you know, not to go off on a thing.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
I challenge you to define loyalty, because in my perspective of loyalty, because I have sex with another man doesn't mean I'm disloyal. If I'm not cheating, and let me explain that, because cheating to me, in my eyes, is not being truthful with your partner or the outside party about what is going on. You know, cheating to me would be not informing or not getting permission from the man that I'm involved with to see or have sex with someone else. You know, that to me is cheating. It would make me disloyal if I look at my baby and say, boo, he is so cute, I would love to have sex with him tonight. May I?
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I said, look, it's different people. You'd be like that would be liberating to me to have somebody that would have that confidence that would be like that. I'd be like, hey, do that. But just know now I'm going to come back with, you know what I'm saying? But it's cool. Like, we got that type of relationship. So I can respect that. If, you know what I'm saying? If we, you know, I totally get that. Like, I totally would not have a problem if I met somebody like you and I wasn't with the person that I'm with. And we had that understanding. Like, I could get that. I'm totally not a traditionalist. I know we was all born in this country, so certain, like, values and things that's been, like, just that American culture or whatever. But, you know, as you get older, you learn stuff, you read stuff, and you learn different cultures. You definitely see, like, hold up, like, let me get out of this box. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is this all about? So, I totally get that. Yeah, I totally get that. Like, I would... Yo, like, we can run it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a whole nother life that we can just tap into. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with that. That's different opportunities is going to open up. So I can always see that. But, you know, it takes that type of person. Y'all got to be on that same level for that to flourish.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And the hardest thing that I've encountered, I have to say, is the sweetest guys the guys who have their all their shit together, you know, I mean, all of their ducks in a row, financially stable, career-minded, you know, business-minded, you know, their own homes and kids are grown. I mean, my ideal guy from the vanilla scene, and when I say vanilla, I mean everyday life, you know, but he's telling me, you know, I want to marry you, I want to be with you, but the sexually liberated thing I can't get with. I'm at a place in my life where then all bets are off. It doesn't matter to me what you have because I know I won't be happy. And I think a lot of people make that sacrifice or make people make that sacrifice just to be with them. And it's an unfair request. And it's the dichotomy of that is one that causes people to be in unhappy marriages, unhappy relationships.
Divorce,
cheating.
And, you know, yeah, cheating, divorce, and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah, because, yeah. Well, where Miss Lovely like? Well, you just fell back. Like, what happened? Okay.
Y'all in a deep conversation. You know, I was letting y'all do y'all thing. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I told her to get you. I had to stick her on you for that comment that you made, and she was going to do just that, okay? So she had to get you right for a little bit. That's all.
That's all. We back.
That's for all men that feel like the woman that, listen, if you wouldn't want your wife to do it, don't ask the next chick to do it. That's the moral of the story. If you wouldn't want your wife to do it, don't ask the next bitch to do it. If you think that you could go and get your side bitch to suck your dick and give you sloppy wet head, then your wife should be able to do it. And a lot of people settle. They got chicks at home that sex is garbage. Listen,
why you can't
let me tell you something
about
life. A lot of chicks at home, they sex is garbage, they not this, they not that, and men fall in love with them for who they are. Sex has never reeled the man in to make him your man, your woman, your nothing, your any of that. You know what I'm saying? Sex can hold the relationship together, but it's not what's going to keep a man's heart, because a man's heart is going to be defined by the person that you are, that he's with. So I'm just saying that the man
saying,
that I
so
end up marrying, he going to be open-minded, and he going, I can't marry a man that ain't going to let me deal with a woman, let me bring a woman home. But it ain't going to be right off the bat that I'm going to be bringing women home. You know what I'm saying? But the man that I marry, we going to live stress-free.
But you do know you can be in love with somebody, but be in lust with somebody else, though, right? I mean,
it's possible for you. It's possible for your wife to do it too. And see, that's
true.
What I think a lot of men get mixed up. They say, "Not my wife, not my woman." Because
women are better cheaters than men, and you will never know if she's doing something. You will never know
that's
when she falls
said.
Off. You will
never know
unless she wants you to know.
Exactly.
Exactly. And by that time, it's too late.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I'm never going to be that naive person just saying, no, I know it's – I would just be stupid to say that.
Then you wouldn't be that person to say that my wife can't fuck another man. I mean, you
know
how to be happy.
That.
You know what? In the swinger lifestyle, open minded relationship situation, you have men, right, that have women, and the men go out and find boyfriends for their women, they sleep with. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then he sit there and watch, or he let the man come to their house and go and please his wife, not because he's stupid, but because he loves his wife and he loves her unconditionally, and he know that maybe he's not sexually satisfying her, so he's going to make sure she can get sexually satisfied. She going to go take a shower, they're going to lay down and cuddle and go to sleep together. That sex doesn't define how much you love a person, whether it's woman or man. So a lot of times, like, you know, people have to really understand that we have been brainwashed into thinking a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? We call each other black, but have you ever looked up the definition of black? If you go to my Instagram page, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, you will see the real definition of black. Black is wicked. Black is evil. Here's the reason why they look at us the way that they do, because of what this word is. We have to stop identifying identifying ourselves as what they want us to be. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for everything else. In other countries, you're married under the eyes of God. Only in the United States, the government has to marry you. You know what I'm saying? It's a business in the United States. It's a business for the United States. All of these different things fall under these people rules, and we have to break that bond of being traditional and understand where we are, right? So a lot of people do it, but they don't do it well. You can be, you know, open-minded, and people will still lie. We know that. So this was just a refresher for the women that are out here that's bossed up, that's handling their business, that got their own crib, you know, that got a house, that's driving nice, you know, riding whatever it is that you want to ride, and still, you know, you can be sexually liberated. You can still be out there. I say all the time, like, okay, I keep going on so many droughts with sex, I got to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? And I keep telling myself, and I know I'm going to get in this stage where I'm going to just stop going through these droughts and start getting, you know, sex as I should, because it just doesn't make any sense for me to take myself through these long-ass droughts that I do, and then, you know, when I get some, I'm so happy. So I'm so I'm going to say, uplifted, you know? So why would I keep myself from something that makes me feel good because of how I see something? And so another thing that I heard Shook say, Shook was like, you know, when she was talking about, you know, hey, I may see somebody that I may know he's not relationship material, but I can sleep with him and a couple times and you going on about your business. Being sexually liberated is knowing, hey, there may not be any strings attached to this, but at the end of the day, we're going to get the job done. We're going to live in the moment. You go about your business, I go about my business. We're going to be safe in the same time. And that is what it is. You know, she'll sit
and
say,
no hard feelings.
You know,
yeah.
Hey, I want multiple penises. And then women will be like, what did she just say? She want multiple penises. And she'll say, I want me a few men right now. You know, and most men are like, why? You know, I seen somebody say, you're too beautiful to be like this. She'll be like, what? I'm me. I'm living in my moment. You don't like it? Get the hell off my page. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
This is who
that's
I am. Right.
I feel you. So
give us some more things of what do you hear from people when you say all of these shock factors, when you speak your mind, you know, when you're who you are, because I do see you making the videos where you have to put somebody in their place. What is going through your mind when people can't understand why you are as free as you are? And do you even care?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. It doesn't matter to me what goes through their mind. What matters to me is the ignorance that comes out of their mouth. And three things my brother taught me after being in prison for 15 years. He told me, an old man told him this. You can do three things with ignorance. You can choose to educate it. You can choose to exploit it, or you can ignore it. Most of it I've chosen to ignore because people who are at my age and who are still ignorant to that, if they're not open enough to at least listen to what I'm telling them, then I ignore it. Now, if in the idea of me having a business of sexual liberation, I choose to exploit it. You know, but the thing of it is, in terms of what I've heard, the most hurtful things come from women, you know, women who have allowed themselves to get into the, who want different things, but show a different side for the public in terms of, if you don't agree with me, then fine, you don't agree. But don't disagree with me on social media or on a public platform and then get in my inbox. You know, really, you saying a lot of the truth. You know, my husband doesn't do this for me, or my husband doesn't satisfy me, or maybe my husband does satisfy me, but, you know, I just want to experiment with something different. You know, it is not all the time that you're not being satisfied, you know, because you can be satisfied, but it's just something different that you want. Your husband may be the bomb in bed, you know, or your wife may be all that, but then there's just something different. We are visual creatures. I'm sexually attracted to this guy that's at this bar right now, and oh my God, I'm with a guy, and the guy that I'm with, thank goodness, he's sexually liberated as well. So I told him, I was like, I would really like to have him. He was like, okay, I'll see what I can do about that. I got his number. You know what I mean? That that's
so.
That.
That actually
like
sounds
that.
Pretty
that's
damn
a,
hot, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling that. That
sounds pretty damn hot, like, you know. Yeah.
I can't.
You have a you have a lot of guys that come at me
all the time.
Oh yeah, you got a lot of guys that come at me and say, yeah. Mhm. But and wouldn't it be awesome if you could tell your wife, if you could look over at your at the person that you're with and say, you know, baby, she got a nice ass and she's single. I can tell she ain't here with nobody. You know, you think we can maybe take her home, and then not necessarily for the wife to participate, but for you to enjoy yourself. You know, enjoy yourself. Treat the woman like a lady. You know, just because she's sexually liberated does not mean she's still not a lady. She's still a lady. You know, but treat her like a lady, and then you know, clean her up and send her home. You know, and
it was a nice night.
That's okay.
That's
exactly. And you cuddle. Exactly, cuddle with your wife. Now, I have to say this. My limitations, because I don't know if you asked this question or not.
No,
but like my limitations, I have limitations, and one of I think my greatest limitations is that I won't allow another man to do certain things, because I think the real grimy, dirty, nasty things are for my man, because at the end of the day,
right.
I know he actually cares about me, who I am. You know,
right.
The other guy is just trying to get off. I'm not gonna give him everything that I give to the man who is supporting me, you know, who's giving me that emotional support, who's making me feel secure. I'm not going to let the other guy come in my face. It's just, to me, it's a little disrespectful. That's my own personal thing. I'm not going to let the other guy slap me while we're having sex and call me all kinds of bitches and stuff like that. No, that's for my man. And I know it sounds a little opposite of what it should be, but that those things, No, you're not going to call me a bitch. You don't know me like that. You don't feed me. You don't help clothe me. You don't do any of those things for me. You don't make me feel secure. So why do you get, you don't get all of that. Now, you're going to get some pussy, but you are not getting all of me. You don't get to know my you don't get to know my innermost thoughts. You don't get to know what I cry about at night. Those things are for my man, you know.
Right.
That's
right.
Where I draw it. Those are my limits.
That's dope. So I can definitely respect that, Shug. I'm with you on that. Man, this has been a very liberating conversation. I can definitely
say that. You know what I'm saying? He's all freaky little something. Like, you don't get to slap me. You don't get to body slap me and tie me up. You know,
Right.
What is your weirdest fetish that you are into? What is your weirdest fetish that people may be like, what? What's the weirdest thing that you're into?
Oh, are you ready for this? I love to see two men have intercourse together, and then I...
That's not weird.
Well, and then I like to go from a, I am a dominant person with the weak, I won't say the weaker, but the more feminine of the two men, and then I immediately revert back to a sub with the masculine of the two. And I don't know, it's automatic. It's like a switch, and it's automatic. You know, I become a dominant to the more submissive male, and I become a sub to the more dominant male in a three party engagement with bisexual men. And I enjoy
right.
it. I enjoy it. So that's my biggest thing. My fantasy is to have double penetration with two bisexual men, because I'm an anal virgin. So I'm working on myself with that. Yeah, but I want to have that intercourse, and I want them to be kissing while one is on top and one is on bottom.
Oh, man, that actually sounds hot. You know, I love two men, so sometimes I get in situations where men be like, okay, you know, are you serious? Like, you tripping? But I actually really, really like, you know, two men together, and so it takes a while for people to get used to that. But, I mean, I feel where you're coming from when it comes to that. That's so hot. So hot. God, oh, this is just really juicy. So, do you see yourself being in a relationship anytime soon?
I want to be, but, you know, it's evading me. It's evading me. I'm sorry, guys. I'm the motorcycles are leaving, so I apologize. But relationships, like I said, they seem to like, most men just aren't there yet. They haven't progressed to where I am, and it took a long time for me to understand that that's where I am, and that's what's going, that's probably going to be on my epitaph, someone who was sexually liberated and died alone, and that's okay. It's a sad thing, but I just don't think by the time that I am ready to depart this life that there will be a man progressive enough to be able to handle what I am down for.
Gotcha,
and because I'm very outspoken about it.
I feel you. So at this point, you know, you're saying that you could just never see yourself being faithful again. I'm just saying, like, not to say that, I mean, you know, you could be faithful.
I don't see myself being monogamous.
Monogamous, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Okay, got you. So unless you find a mate that can really understand that you're not into monogamy, then you're just going to, you know, you just rather play the field and just be, you know what I'm saying, how you just deal with who you want to deal with.
Right. And
yeah,
that's sad, but, you know, there's just not a lot of men who are willing to deal with that. I just don't see. And there are women like myself, don't get me wrong, who have husbands, because I have friends who have husbands who are in that relationship. But me, I'm outspoken about it. So a lot of men are like, I would be okay, but everybody already knows what you think. They're going to think that about me and this, that, and the third. As long as it's a secret, you know, I might have stood a chance 3 years ago. But no, I don't stand a ghost chance in hell now. I think it's nearly impossible.
So you don't feel like you're not gonna change for who you are just for a relationship. You're gonna be who you are, and just they forget that.
Yeah, exactly. I am who I am, and I'm so comfortable in my skin, and it's given me the freedom to be successful. So I'm just not gonna. I'm not bending.
Okay.
Yeah,
people
that are not even in that life, you know, in the lifestyle that's not sexually liberated, that doesn't think, they still single. So, you know, never settle. You know what I'm saying? Like, I sit back and I don't settle. I just know now exactly what I want. And sometimes I gave in to settle to say, well, you know what, this is not exactly what I want, but I'll just, you know, it'll work for right now. And then that gets old, because then you're stuck, and then you're making lifelong decisions in temporary situations, right? So the best thing to do is to stick to your guns and never settle, because it wouldn't make any sense.
Absolutely, and I've done it. I've settled. I've been on that side where I recently tried to, you know, I tricked myself into believing it was a compromise. I was compromising. I was dealing with, you know, maybe I needed to tone it down a little. And it still didn't work. So I'm like, you know what?
I might as well just go full blast, 100.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Suge, we want to thank you so, so much for coming on to talk to the world in reference to You and your sexual liberation, you are so amazing. You're more than welcome. Do you have any type of business or anything that you want to shout out so that people can actually check you out, to actually, you know, do business with you? And please give the world your social media information so they know how to find you.
Well, I am on Facebook at Shug Avery, S-H-U-G A-V-E-R-Y. I am on Instagram at Shug Avery _ lifestyle. I am on YouTube, and I will be, I'm going to begin in March doing YouTube programs under Shug Avery _ lifestyle as well.
Nice.
So you guys. All righty. So
cool.
You guys know where to find her at. We've had an amazing time, very informative topic.
I'm liberated.
And we thank you, and you are more than welcome.
Yeah, no, you
more than
thank
welcome
you. And
to
don't
come
forget
on anytime you like.
My book will be out in October. It's entitled From Evolution to Absolution. So you guys make sure you
From Evolution to Absolution. What does the absolution mean? That's a new
absolution
word.
Means I don't give a damn about what anybody thinks anymore. I have been absolved from caring about what anybody thinks about my sexual liberation.
Damn. I'll feel you on that one. That's how I feel.
Awesome. So make sure you guys look out for that book, From Evolution to Absolution, coming October 2018. She's making boss moves. Find her on social media. Make sure you follow her. And you'll enjoy her just as well as I do, because I definitely follow her and I enjoy her videos. I enjoy the things that she says. She's open. She's real. It's definitely somebody that I look at and look up to, you know, because I admire anybody that's living in their best life, you know, no matter what it is that you're doing. So, again, Shug, thank you for coming, and you have an amazing night, honey.
You guys, too. Well, thank you for having me. I love
Take
you.
Care. It's been a pleasure. It's been a
love
pleasure.
You, too.
All right. All right.
Bye. So, buddy.
Yeah. That was hot. That was hot. Like that, you know. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I'm definitely feeling more liberated, you know, just in that conversation. That was good getting her point of view, her perspective on things. Like, yeah, she was very open-minded. Yeah, I know you got to love that.
A lot of times people talk down on women that are open. And
I hate that. I really do.
They lie to you and, you know, act like they're one way. But in actuality, they're not. And women that are in relationships, those women, those are the biggest cheaters. So I admire women that's open and honest. Because, listen, I mean, when I tell you that I meet from vanilla, which means, you know, family members that don't do anything, like I've seen it all. And my whole thing is, why not be real? Why not be open? And so the thing is that, you know, why cheat, why go behind this person's back when the bottom line is that karma is going to get that person in one way or another. Karma will definitely hit that person, whether you know it or not. So why go through all of that? Just be real. Be who you are. Live in your moment. Live your best life. The person that you're with can't understand or don't want to understand or is not open to you living your best life, I'm pretty sure that person is not worth it. A lot of people are in miserable relationships, and they're hiding who they are just to be with somebody. And I don't really think that that's cool. I don't really think that that's what you should do. You know?
That's true.
So,
you definitely got to be yourself. You only get one of these lives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to live it to the fullest. You don't want to have any regrets. So you just want to, you know, be you. Because like you said, being liberating, being free, oh, man. The weight is off your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? You can just, you know, and that's why this conversation is like that is good. And like I said, no knock on a homosexual community, none of that, but they always get to be just liberated. It seems like now, you know, and, you know, maybe they're over celebrating now because it was such, they was in a closet and had to be so, I guess, on a low for so long. So now that it's, I guess, accepted in American society, at least, that it's just all over the place. But on the flip side of that, it's just, you know, not even at that culture, but if you just, like, if you just sexually liberated, you know, you just want to be who you are sexually and just, you know, be the best you, whatever you're into, you know what I'm saying? That should be celebrated as well. So that's why I love having these conversations with this, you know what I'm saying? It gives another perspective to just being liberated, not just the I don't even want to say extreme, but just not the homosexuality. Because, you know, when you think of people being sexually liberated, you automatically think of, like, the homosexuality, where it's just heterosexual people or bisexual people who just are liberated just as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. You know what I'm saying? And then you could tell when a person's living their best life when they can be free. You know what I'm saying? That's why you see so many homosexuality people. They're so happy and frugal and whatever. I don't even know why I said that. But it's just because they're able to live their truth. You know what I'm saying? So they're so jolly and over the top or whatever because they can just really be them and be accepted. So, you know, so I like how our platform gives a voice to, you know, the other side of the coin. You know what I'm saying? The
right.
Sexual, like myself, like yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's up. So, you know,
I look at it like this. Like women have to understand. I know some women that don't have sex at all. You know, I do know some that don't have sex, just like me. I have a group of those friends. I have all different types of friends. And, you know, my friendships, that friends that don't have sex, you know, we sit and we have these conversations, and they're all single, right? You have somebody that is living their best life, that has as much sex as she wants to have, that has zero strings attached, that still bossed up, that still does what she does, that still makes money, that, you know, knows how to keep the two separated, whatever the case may be. You have this person living their best life, and they're getting sex. So because like a lot of it goes down to what we were taught, right? And a lot of times, like, if you know, it goes like Shaka Zulu. If you ever watch the series of Shaka Zulu, it shows you that African Americans, like Shaka Zulu and his whole tribe, they believe in the earth. You know, they believed in, you know, the gods of the earth, the gods of the land. And the white man came along with the Bible, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see, they were playing tricks, man. When they was playing the great, when they was dying the head, thinking they was turning back. You know what I'm saying? You know that, boy, if you saw it.
Right, they came along with the Bible, and they taught us the Bible. Everything that was done to us, you know, everything that was done to our ancestors was done in Jesus' name. Did you know that? So, you know, we have God, but you know that we have a God, but slavery was done in Jesus' name. Adultery, like these men, right, that put these white women, they put it in their head. They had these white women living so fancy. They had these white women that, you know, they were in the house and they were, you know, treated, you know, like goddesses. But, you know, as my spiritual advisor said, white women lived in slavery as well, because if black women were such the bottom of the barrel, why did slave masters spend 5 days with the black woman and only on the weekends to go to church to be seen out with the white woman? You understand me? So we have to reframe the way that we think and the things that were taught to us, because our parents didn't know any better. Our parents just taught us what their parents taught us and what their parents taught us. And now when I tell you that definitely there is a God, definitely there is somebody that makes this happen, definitely you should pray to somebody. But keep in mind that, like, all of these rules and stipulations and things like that were put on us based for us to live a certain way that they wanted us to live. So never bubble yourself. Never bubble yourself from what you feel should be happy, right? So even, you know, talking to some great people, you know, they can, like, sound like they're kind of, like, embarrassed. I will tell anybody my past, because when you look at my past and look where I am right now, you are going to want to know what the hell I did to get there. You're going to want to know my journey. You know what I'm saying? So live your best life, people. That's the moral of the story. Live your best life. I'm going to start taking advantage of what I'm saying, because I don't live in that. I don't live in that truth right now, because of course I don't get to have the fun. I don't get to have the sex. I don't get to have those things. But you know, me definitely, I am going to live my best life and live in my truth and have fun, because no matter what, we all got to live. We all got to die. So why not make the best of it in the meantime, in between time, on what we got to do? Stop caring what people think about you. Keep your business to yourself. Do what you got to do. Do what makes you happy. It's not one person. We didn't find one person out of the whole world that felt this way. There are plenty of women that feel the same way should look. There are plenty of women that like multiple men. There are plenty of women that want sex, no strings attached. Trust me, there are. I have a group of friends like that, too. You know, a group of associates like that, too. Like, I know women. I know how they think. I know what they will do, what they won't do. So, you know, just understand, like, if you are on that side of the boat that, you know, you're stuck in, morally speaking, what, you know, morals are what was taught to you. Morals are what was embedded in you by your parents, the beliefs that they taught you. But what if that was all wrong? You know, like Pastor Troy said, what if heaven and hell was vice versa? What if everything taught you was wrong? You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times we don't understand. You know, we don't understand that because we don't want to think that way. But when we stop and we open up our mind to start thinking and start asking questions, guess what? The Christians, they tell you not to ask questions. The Christians, you know, you're supposed to go seek guidance, but they don't really have the deep down answers. They have the surface answers. But what happened before then? So I grew up Baptist, and I love God, and I will always love God. But it was just certain things that I had questions on that I had to go seek answers for. So I'm just saying, like, I don't want to rant and rave, but check yourself.
I got to say something, too. In regards to that, you know, not to go off on a tangent or whatever, but, you know, when we get to talking about this, I got to speak my mind. So especially when I discover something, I just think it could be helpful to somebody else. So people, if you're going to read these religious doctrines, the Bible, the Quran, and stuff like that, and like I said, I'm not knocking it. Whatever's got you doing right, I don't twist. I'm not trying to convert you or get you out of your lane or whatever. But at the same time, we got new technology out here. So whenever I read the Bible or the Quran or something like that, I got three things. Well, yeah, I got at least two things. I got a globe. I got three things. I got a globe. I got a highlighter. And most of all, I got Google. Because as you're reading, nowadays with technology, you can, if there's something you don't understand, you can Google it. And the more you do that, the more you wake up, you know, you start to see, like, hold up, like, okay, like, don't just go by what people are telling you. You know, do the research, you know what I'm saying? You can read, you know what I'm saying? So if you put two and two together and you see in a certain way of, you know, because it's going to be a feeling that you're going to catch where you're like, hold on, you know, you might start to second guess this thing, and then you start to see the path that you really should be on. So I just wanted to just shed some light on that or whatever, because, you know, I have been, you know, reading the Bible and things of that nature for the first time, but actually reading for understanding and not just reading from what people telling me. And it's deep. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to get off on a tangent and get, you know, too crazy with it, but it is. Everything that Ms. Lovely Black just said is so true. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a way of just keeping everybody on the same page, you know, back in the day, slavery times and all that, or just colonizing the world as a whole. You know what I'm saying? That whole colonization is real. So that Bible just kept everything in line. So the wrong's getting, you know, people get more woke. People are starting to understand, like, hold on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you just said, like the Pastor Troy quote, stuff like that. That's deep stuff. Because when you think about it, I mean, it's just
What is that symbol that Prince was with the circle and the line going down? What is that supposed to be symbol of?
The artist?
Yeah.
When he was like, when you talk about when he was like the artist formerly known as Prince, that was just his own symbol. Like, because he just,
No.
What's the thing? What do you mean? Like,
What is the symbol called? What is, What is
Prince,
symbol called
singer.
With the circle? Listen, with the circle and then the cross under the circle. What is? I forgot what it's called. It's,
The ink.
The ink.
Hold
the
on.
Ink.
The ink. All right, because you said Prince, so that you just threw me off. Hold on, like that's.
But
right
he
here.
Was using that. He was using that. He was using that at one point. And then he did some kind of other shit because they told him he couldn't use that, right? Like when he originally came out.
Okay.
When he originally changed it, he was trying to use the ink. And then they told him no, right? But listen to where I'm going with the ink, right?
Okay, go ahead.
And
go
so
ahead.
I have to do studies every week, right, in order to get to where I'm going. But listen to the ink.
Okay. Okay.
What I just told you the ink was. The ink was a circle with a cross underneath
yeah,
it, right?
That's the ink. Yeah, yeah.
What are you?
What am I? You're saying what am I?
Okay, what does the
what
ink represent?
I?
What does the ink what represent?
The ink represents that's the duality, the feminism and the masculinism coming together. You know what I'm saying? The circle is the womb, and the cross is kind of like the masculine part of it. Like a combination, you know. So, I really want to research a little bit more because I have my books that I study on, where I can really come back to this and just say it. But you know,
the circle
is
power, like the never ending circle of power, right? So, look at the human body. The human body is designed the same way, right? The head and the body.
True.
You look at the dollar bill and the coins, right? The dollar straight, the coins are circles. Things in this world revolve. They go down to the deepest of things. That's so simple. It's deep, so simple, and we don't even pay attention to that. We don't pay attention to what
Wait,
the things
on,
that
hold on,
the white
hold
people
on,
do.
On. You just. You did just drop some knowledge real quick. You know what I'm saying? I like
listen,
that part.
Listen, we're going to talk about that offline, but look up who I told you earlier, and she's going to go in depth with that conversation. Like, it's going to blow you the freak away. Like, for us, like, life itself, the air we breathe, like, everything is just, it's so simple, but it's so deep. But we don't even pay attention because we are so lost, you know what I'm saying, as people. We just, everything has to be taught to us. And if it hasn't been taught to us, then we don't know about it. And more people are starting to wake up. But see, this
I think I was lost.
They understand that more and more people are starting to wake up. So they're giving us people like Jordan Peele, right? Now, here's where I'm going to mess you up a little bit because.
Hit me. Go ahead.
We'll talk about that later. But anyway, we ain't going to take the conversation up. But, But just understand that there's no such thing as normal. You live your best life, you be who you are, and you do what you gotta do. You know, you love one another, you love yourself, and you don't care about what anybody else has to say. Don't step on anybody's toes, stay out of drama, and you're gonna be all right.
Yeah, no, that's true. One of the illest quotes, I just wrote this quote down, and it was because I listen to a lot of rap music, I'm going to be honest. And I catch jewels from certain things, but this is one quote that kind of stuck with me. It was on a Kid Cudi album. It wasn't Kid Cudi himself. I think it was another rapper, and pardon me because I don't know his name to say it, but he said this one thing that kind of stuck with me, and it's this quote. It says, "Sometimes I think I'm losing it, or maybe I found it, and I'm using it." So just, you know, just let that marinate. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you know, like, the conversation that we had with the young lady who was just on the show, Suge. You know, like, she found something. You know what I'm saying? Now she's using it. You know what I'm saying? But at one point, she might have thought she was losing it. You know, like, if marriage goes wrong or whatever. So just know there's certain elements to this lifestyle or to life itself. That you just gotta, you know, it's instinctual. You know what I'm saying? So if you feel something, you know, you gotta, you know, it's something telling you. You know what I'm saying? So just tap into that energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was just saying, like, being more spiritual and stuff like that nowadays. I'm totally not religious. You know what I'm saying? Totally spiritual. Like when
I was talking to Ms. Lovely Black a little bit earlier today. She called me. I'm just going to take you a little behind the curtain. She was like, you sound tired. I'm like, no, I'm not tired. I'm like, you want you to sleep? I'm like, no, I was meditating. You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? That's the spiritual in me. You know what I'm saying? I want to get my thoughts right for the day, for the week. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things going on. I need to settle myself and, you know, make sure I'm making the right move. So, just, you know, like I said, so as people, you know, we got to get back, especially as, well, I don't even want to say as black folks, but, you know, I'm black, so I got to just come from that perspective.
African, you're not black, you're African-American.
I'm black. You know what I'm saying? I represent that. I represent all facets of blackness. I'm not ashamed of saying black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I say black,
let me touch on this, because, you know, we finna shut down. So let me give you the definition
okay.
of black, right?
Go ahead.
So when you come down, the deeper you get, the more you know, right?
Yeah,
of the very darkest color, owing
yeah.
to the absence of our or
purity.
Complete absorption of light.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get to the good stuff, okay? It means full of anger or hatred. It means very mm-hmm. evil or wicked, right?
Yeah.
It means black color or pigment. Please.
That's not my definition.
My soul is steeped in the blackest. That's not yours, but that is the definition. So your definition,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, doesn't count when it's this is the definition of that. This is the definition
yeah.
of black, and this is what was put on us by white folks. And then we walk around and say, yeah, I'm black. So you're wicked.
No,
you're
black.
Evil. You're always.
But I'm not,
you're always
I'm not wicked. Maybe a little bit.
Miserable. It says miserable, upset, sad, wretched, broken-hearted, grief-stricken, grieving, sorry. No, you're African-American, you know. When you start changing the way that you talk and start changing the way that you walk, every word has a sub-word to it. So we do this like my spiritual advisor has me like, we can be talking. I say, I'm happy. He's like, oh, you happy, huh? So what is happiness? Okay, go look up HAP. You know what I'm saying? Like these are the things you have
yeah.
to look up what these words mean before, you know, and break the chain that of what they are causing us. But check this out, guys. Follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And if you would like to come on the show, you can inbox me or inbox Mo Benz.
That's it.
You
at
can
Gmail,
also email
Benz,
me inquiries, the number four, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. I know that's pretty dang long. And we're here every Sunday, 9 p.m. Mo Benz, you can give them your information so they can know where to find
you. Let me just run it down. Very simply, holler at me on Instagram, Mo Benz. That's it. That's MOBINNS. Respectful on my Instagram, but definitely get at me on Twitter. Same thing, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. Once again, if you have any inquiries, if you want to be on the show, email me, MoBenz@gmail.com. Just know everything is Mo Benz with me. So Mo Benz, Mo Benz, Mo Benz. But the Mo never has an E in it. It's MOBINNS. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
see,
true.
All of my stuff was the same, but they got me suspended. They got my page blocked. They hacked my page when I was gone.
They put you in Twitter jail for me.
You know, they hacked the page and I couldn't get my names back, so I had to switch some stuff up. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Also, we do got commercial promotion available, starting at just $20.
Yep.
You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds. Or give us a script, you know what I'm saying? And we'll promote you. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So next Sunday, 9 p.m.
Got some things cooking.
Next
too,
Sunday,
so 9
p.m.
Just keep following.
And I don't think we got a guest next Sunday. I think next Sunday we just got a topic. So
topic.
Yeah.
We may have a guest. We may have a topic. Just we'll keep you posted. Just follow us.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for listening in. We're down to our last 60 seconds. I had fun. This conversation was
I did.
Lit. Ladies, I love you. Men, I love you. No matter what it is that you do, I love you. Love you for who you are. Live your truth. Live who you really are, who you really, really want to be. I love you no matter what. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Till next Sunday. See you next time.
Till next Sunday. Peace. Everybody be safe.